This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Beep, beep. Boop, boop. Welcome to another episode of My Mama Told Me.
The podcast where we dive deep. Deep into the pockets of black conspiracies.
And we try to prove the conspiracies given from you, the listeners. It's a mini episode, idiots.
Motherfucking minis, dummies. You dumb fucking dumbs.
Dumbass. I hate you.
You beep, beep, boop, boops.
Well, that was, I don't know what happened, man. I don't know what happened. Sometimes you panic. Everybody thinks it's all easy to just get on the mic and make new noises.
Yeah, the first noise ain't always the best noise, and then you gotta find a way to close. You know what I mean? Like
your opener
bombs, and then you gotta figure out a way to close. That's tough.
Yeah, it's like when you have a closer about white witches. Everybody remembers that.
I'm Langston Kerman.
I'm David Borey.
And we're going to talk to you, the listener. We're going to read some of your emails and just, we're going to open up a dialogue.
Let's open up a dialogue.
The floor is yours, folks at home. We got an email.
Why are you running? Why are you running?
Longer than I remember that clip being.
Yeah, he yelled for a while.
Yeah, yes. We might got to take some off the top of that.
It truly is jarring because I wasn't looking at the screen. I was going to the email. And so all of a sudden I just heard a very long, very jarring yell. And then I remembered, oh yeah, that's probably a button. That was probably a button.
Because the worry is that it's something happening in my house.
Yeah, no, this is my family chasing each other. Yeah. and I'm accountable.
Yeah. No. I have no family in my home.
That's fair. We got a message from a person named SC. SC sent us a message with the subject line Salty Peter. Salty Peter. Does that mean anything to you, Salty Peter?
It reminds me, sounds like the cousin. Who was that Dutch guy we hated? Black.
Oh, Suerte Pete. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a similar. But no, Salty Peter doesn't mean anything to me particularly.
Okay. Well, SC says, hey, Langston and his man from the Congo, David. I want to be clear. He put David in parentheses in case you didn't know that he knew your name.
I appreciate that. Thank you for acknowledging me. Unlike the guy who said my man from the Congo. Still don't know if he knows my name.
I don't think he does. And that's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Right. That's fine.
That's all right. Love this show. That shit is hilarious, SC says. He says, I'll get right to it. I have been in the Navy for the last 20 years, and mine is a conspiracy that all recruits are giving saltpeter in their food during boot camp so they don't get horny and fuck on each other. Looking back at my time in boot camp, I honestly can't recall getting very many boners, and I was 18 years old when I went. I hope this topic piques your interest. Keep doing what you're doing. Also, feel free to use my name. Great. I did not read that last part until just now, so
thank God.
Thankful that that your name can be used, SC. He said respect. That's how we closed it out.
So the way I think about this is, like, you know, of all the things you would remember about boot camp, I feel like boners would be far down.
Sure.
You know, like, it feels like a very taxing, very scary, very new time in a young man's life. Like, why would you remember any of your boners from basic training?
And like, it's not like I'm sitting on a lot of memories of boners in general. You know what I mean? It's not like...
Specific boners? Day-to-day boners?
The year was 1998.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was in my mom's car listening to Ghetto Superstar. Like, you just don't... There's no... What are you talking about?
And when Maya came in for the hook... You goddamn right, I got rock hard.
To be honest, I got hard at the end of ODP's part, but that's that's my own sexuality to work out. Nah, man. Yeah. What do you mean you don't remember getting a lot of boners? I do think that there's a possibility of the salt thing, but I don't think, even if that is true, I don't think that's why you don't remember getting a lot of boners.
You're saying the boners are not necessarily as, or certainly the memory of the boners are not necessarily the evidence he thinks that it
no.
is.
I also don't understand, why is it Navy men? Like, why is it guys who want to go to sea who everybody's like, they just can't stop fucking each other?
Yeah, I gotta imagine fucking in the woods is equal to fucking on the ocean. You know what I mean? Like, The fellas in the Army are probably fucking just as vigorously as...
Yeah, but for some reason, it's always the Navy. People are like, oh, the Navy. Maybe it's because they're on boats for so long?
I think they had those goofy-ass outfits for a while, and we in our most sort of, like, homophobic eras were, right, like, gay, 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 gay. And then that carried over to a bunch of men who just dress normal and do normal stuff.
Now, I don't think that they dress normal with the bibs on the back and the jaunty little caps.
We call those capes where I'm from.
All right. Well, dudes with capes belong in musicals.
Little bitty capes on the back of their neck.
They were wearing bell bottoms. Like, it wasn't a crazy stretch to be like, these fellas.
Yeah, they're different than the rest of the fellas. I will say that to that same point, I remember I used to work for a moving company, and sometimes we would have like 12-hour days of just moving couches up 6-floor walk-ups and shit. You know what I mean? And I remember you'd leave that job and you'd be surprisingly unhorny after you just given everything you possibly could physically. I don't, you know, I imagine that might be why you weren't getting
boners. Yeah, how many boners do you remember from that job?
Very few. I was working insane hours and I had no money. I wasn't fucking nearly as much as I thought I should be. And the boners aren't high in my mind.
Because you were just with a bunch of dudes sweating all day, which is feel like basic training is like.
Yeah, they have to get like gassed. You know what I mean? Like, they have to, like, go through, like, harrowing things where you got to walk through a room filled with mustard gas just so you know what it feels like. Yeah, you're not going to fuck after that.
And quite frankly, as a taxpayer of the United States of America, we'd rather you didn't.
Yeah, you got to concentrate.
Yeah, bro, we don't want you out here fucking defending us at sea when you got a big old heart on.
Yeah, or worse. I don't want you
to. Or a little ass hard on. I'm not here to judge.
I don't want you to get any post-nut clarity and want to leave. I need you to stay in the military and defend me, goddammit.
We need that oil or whatever.
You're the reason I'm saluting. Don't bust a nut and start figuring out that you should do better things.
I'm going to be honest. I think that soldiers should only come on the weekends.
I like that.
And that's just how I was raised.
And to me, I think they should only come on a holiday weekend. Damn. I think you should need an extra day off just to clear your head.
But then you get all the bad holidays. Like, you can come on May Day.
Oh, sure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. Like,
like International Puppies Day, International Chocolate Week, all that stuff. You drop loads.
Yeah, you get like local city holidays.
Exactly. Like, I'm sure Chevy Chase has a day in Glendale. You get to come that day.
Yeah, you can come on Chevy Chase Day for sure. And we don't mind that he's a bad guy. You go ahead and enjoy Chevy Chase Day. All right. I will say that
I can't believe he came up. I didn't.
I mean, you did it.
Yeah, I know. You just got to let it go where it goes.
I will say that saltpeter that SC is referring to is apparently a real product. There's something called saltpeter salt, sometimes spelled P-E-T-R-E, and has a bunch of other cool nicknames. But it apparently is like this higher concentration of salt that I guess is a real thing for salting things or I don't know, but there were a lot of conspiracies relating to this. This isn't just something SC came up with.
When you say it's for salting things, you mean it's like for salting like fish or like not like seasoning food, like actual brine and salting things, right?
I think it's closer to something like that. Yeah, I can't say for certain, but it definitely is like something that it ain't just for like sprinkling on your din-din. You know what I mean? Right, right.
It's like that. You ever use that Himalaya salt? That shit's like too much almost.
Yeah. And this is even higher than Himalayan type shit. Okay. You know what I mean? This is Mount Everest salt. Yeah.
Yeah. Are the Andes higher than Himalaya? We're not. This isn't a,
hey,
this
isn't a mountain podcast. You already knew I didn't know the answer to that. You already knew that wasn't in me to be able to give you that answer.
I wanted it for you, though.
I listed the other mountain I knew. I wasn't equipped in any way to address whatever you're talking about.
All right, then. That's fair.
Now, what I also read is that apparently, and this, again, is just from my Googles, but apparently they say that this is a completely unfound theory, that there's no actual evidence of the military intentionally saltpetering their food to make boys or now everyone less horny.
And also, I mean, it's like, we want them to have that energy almost. Like, if they're not gonna be able to fuck each other, I want them to put that into killing the bad guy.
Yeah, I think
I don't want them docile.
I think you gotta at least have the prospect of pussy to even make sense of a war. You know what I mean?
Yo, truer words.
Like, you at least need like the want for pussy to make murdering a man make sense.
Like, you're like, I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna come home and get so much pussy. For kill. That's a good point. Yeah, if you didn't think, would you go to war if you thought you'd get no pussy out of it?
I don't think a single person would.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
Let's be, it's not just ladies. It's pussies, everybody.
Pussy, whatever you like.
Yeah, whatever you're into. Mouth, this isn't a gendered conversation.
No, this is just you think somebody's gonna touch it because you were in the army.
Or at least by fighting.
And you should.
Or by fighting for this country, I am defending the principles that allow me to get pussy at whatever level, rate. You know what I mean? Like, right. I think people that fight in wars are like, if I don't kill this man, my chances at pussy will change because communism or whatever the fuck they're afraid of is going to steal pussy from them.
It feels like you can't get, and this might be just like, listen, I'm a fat American, but it seems like seems like you couldn't get as much pussy under communism. I do think democracy is the way to get the most pussy.
And I'll say this. I think that that's maybe the missing piece that communism needs to be able to be successful is that they can't, they haven't yet convinced everyone that pussy is as plentiful as it is in capitalism.
Well, the problem is in communism, they ration it. You know what I mean?
So one you gotta, pussy for each household.
You got to go to the government line and get your allotted amount of pussy every week.
And so even if it's good pussy, it's the inconvenience of the
And then that's the thing is they take the good pussies out and put them into special schools and train them for international competition when they get later in life.
Right.
So they don't even have access to the good pussies immediately.
So you just got pussy that can't read as good. And
Yeah. And like I said, this is for pussy and dick as well.
There's dumb dicks out there as well.
We use pussy as a catch-all for any kind of fucking.
Hey, ladies, it's players too.
Yeah.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now, I will go on to say that I did read a few things about this saltpeter, and apparently that by ingesting high doses of it, because it is essentially toxic in high enough doses, it can produce symptoms ranging from mild headache and upset stomach to kidney damage and dangerously altered blood pressure.
That's salt, though.
Yeah, but they're saying like saltpeter does that in a boot camp's amount of time. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, it's like in the 2-3. How long is boot camp?
like 8 weeks, I think.
God
I don't know.
Damn.
I'm probably wrong, and people are going to be furious at us for.
Everybody knows AIT deployment is. People in the Army always think you know about what the fuck the Army's doing.
I don't give a fuck what y'all are doing.
Nobody knows.
I don't give a shit, you
nobody
dummy.
Nobody knows about anybody's job except for NFL players.
Your shit ain't special to me. Yeah, no, get the fuck out of here.
Nobody knows what that shit means.
I care about LeBron's job because I want to know what his routines are so that I can maybe get back in shape.
Yeah.
That's the extent of it. It's all selfish. I don't give a fuck about your little thing.
Nobody does. All I know is you need to move your Dodge Charger because it's my time to order at the Burger King line. That's what I know about your job.
I know that sometimes you get to go ahead of me on the airplane, and I honestly don't care for it.
Yeah, I get kind of mad because I'm like, well, I mean, I had to fly a lot to get Diamond Medallion status. And
There's not even
a war on.
He's in group four. Either way, he's in group four. I want everyone to know that that's just because their country is honoring him. It doesn't change his status.
He would have gone with that family of six who brought their own food on the plane.
And he would have recognized some of them.
Yeah, yeah. We see you. No, I'm not anti-soldier. Any veterans that want to hop into my DMs, any big-bootied veterans, let me know. Because I, for one, love it when women are soldiers.
I it sounds like part of what maybe is also worth considering, though, is that even though they're not necessarily altering these sexual urges intentionally, if they are in fact putting saltpeter in food at all, it is definitely fucking with their bodies and their brains.
Right.
Shit.
It's probably not good regardless. And why is the military salting their food so heavy?
Preserving the food probably and keeping it from going rotten.
I'm just realizing this right now. I have no idea the access that the military has to fresh meat. I'd imagine that if it's like on base during basic, they should have pretty decent, right? Access to fresh meat.
I don't know. I think those weapons are so expensive that everything else in the military is underfunded.
Yeah, I guess you never hear about, is it good food?
I don't think that. I think they call it mess. That it's literally
that's like a term, though. Everybody says mess. Huh?
Yeah, but I think
it's a mess.
I think one dude really meant it, and a bunch of other people agreed. Like, I don't think it was like they're in there eating filet mignon most days, and they're just being like sassy bitches and calling it mess.
I don't bet that it's filet mignon, but I bet you it's as good as like a D2 college cafeteria.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. No, that's you're saying good. They'll be like, yes, macaroni day. And
yeah, like, but I think there's not like any Chick-fil-A.
I got you.
You know what I mean? But I think it's like.
You're a far more hopeful man than I am. I think that there's no way in the world that they are getting these poor people from places that don't have enough access to solve their problems on their own.
But even poor people have access to a lot of flavors.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they can do anything about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, what the who do you call to be like, hey, this food ain't good enough?
Nobody. I guess that's fair.
Yeah, I think they're...
Biden?
Yeah, and what's he going to do?
He doesn't care. He died 3 weeks ago.
He spends most of the day trying to figure out how to slick his hair so that it... It looks like it's still there. Do you know what I mean? He has that invisible fucking hair.
It is this weird. How did he fill in the lines? I bet you he's got some kind of Beijing for white people.
Oh, now this is a real conspiracy.
Because they got it, right? If we got
white Beijing, it has to exist.
And there's no way our community got it first. As much as they're losing their hair, there's no way we got Beijing first, right?
And honestly, I think we saw it. I think that's what that Rudy Giuliani fiasco was.
When he was melting down his sides?
Yeah, melting down his head. I think that was him trying to Beijing, but he was doing it on his own. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't getting no barber to spray him.
Where they have the gun and the visor, you need a whole
Yeah.
It's like Botox. You can't just be giving it to yourself.
Or that one business card they just keep using specifically for spray.
I love the idea of Rudy Giuliani just using like cheap Chinese Beijing.
Because Trump got a hookup.
He's yeah, like, Rudy, yeah.
It fell Rudy, you're not going to fucking believe the deal they just gave me. You're never going to order Beijing again in your life. It's done. And Rudy's like, Mr. President, I would die for you.
You have my sword.
You did it. You fucking, you got me a lifetime supply of Beijing.
I'll do anything.
I'm about to go crazy. And then he was using too much because he's like, fuck this shit. I'll never run out.
Yeah, the president got me. Beijing rich. My shit's about to look like the crow.
I'm going crazy. And it backfired immediately.
He came out with a pompadour and we could tell it melted.
he came out looking like Bruno Mars. And that shit, that shit melted on him.
Yo, fucking God, could you imagine how embarrassing it would be to... I would never come back from that. That's how you know these white men are bold. If my Beijing melted on TV, I would be off TV for at least a year.
Bro, the way the internet went in on him that day, you would think he would never show his face again.
You wonder if he even uses the internet in that way. Because, like, how could you not know? It was hilarious.
I gotta believe people were printing out their memes and like running it to him. Do you know what I mean? Like it was so crazy.
Hot off the presses, Mr. Giuliani.
Yeah, Mr. Giuliani. We thought this would be okay, but it's getting bad. And they're like showing him fucking screen, just prints of this shit. And he's like, fuck. Fuck. They eat me alive.
It wasn't supposed to run. It says so on the box. I never seen a box of Beijing. Now I just realized too, I don't know what. Like, are there different Beijing brands?
I think there are, and I honestly have never seen a box either. I've only seen a professional show up with some weird bottle or pre-poured.
It's always pre-poured.
Whatever this shit is.
It's always pre-poured. It's like gunpowder. You don't know where to get it.
Yeah. Fuck. Damn. That's the real man. We really unpacked some shit.
Yeah,
number one, white people have been using Beijing for years and they're not acknowledging it.
I think
but
that's
number
two,
true. And this is more important, we need to know what's in the Beijing. Fuck this saltpeter shit. We don't care.
Yeah.
SC.
I'm sorry, but we don't care. It's just not for us. It's not always going to be for us. This one isn't for us.
We don't care. Yeah, they're killing our veterans and soldiers with all kinds of things, including apparently saltpeter. Sorry. Hope your dick still works. That said, where the fuck is this Beijing coming from? Where
Bring is back it? Our Gene.
Yeah. We want to know. We want to see the boxes. Show us the goddamn box.
It's like, oh, it's called Beijing.
Yeah, no, I knew we were mispronouncing it, but I
never knew that.
I
thought it was named after the city in China.
I did too. That's always been how somebody said it to me, which is even further proof that nobody knows anything about this shit.
Also, apparently it's only $7 a box, which is insane.
Wow.
Did you know it was that cheap?
I don't know, but that's why Rudy was going crazy, because he's been paying seven a box.
He got it at cost.
Trump was like, I got it for you for $2.50. And he's like, Mr. President!
Hashtag my president.
My president forever.
I think we got to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I think we nailed it. SC, we're sorry we cussed at you and said all the things we said, but I hope you learned your lesson. Bori, you want to tell the people where they can find you, what cool shit you have?
Just follow me on CoolGuyJokes87 on Instagram. It'll all kind of come out there. I don't know what date this comes out, but you know, I got some dates coming up. Come see me in Alaska or wherever tickets are sold.
Hell yeah. And if you want to see me, you can see me at the Mic Drop in San Diego on April 15th. I'll be down there. And then on the April 28th and April 29th, I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana. Tell them a little jokes. So come out and see that shit. And then as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all platforms. Well, no, not Twitter anymore.
Yeah, I saw you got out of there. Welcome.
Yeah, your boy retired from Twitter, but I'm still up on Instagram, and come fuck with me over there. And if you want to send us your own conspiracies about penises or Beijing, please send them to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. That's it. All right. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.